Good morning, everyone. I'm Richard Dabb, one of the senior hurricane specialists here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida, with a 2 a.m. Central Daylight Time update on Hurricane Ike. Landfall of Hurricane Ike should occur within the next hour or so. The center of circulation is just off the coast near the Galveston area and is moving toward the northwest at about 10 or 11 miles per hour. So that should take the center of circulation over the immediate coastline very, very soon. Right now, Ike is still a strong Category 2 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of about 110 miles per hour. There's still some possibility it could get over the threshold to Category 3 as it's making landfall. But at this point, that particular change in intensity would not matter a whole lot. We're still going to have a large and strong hurricane come into the coasts of southeast Texas, bringing strong storm surge into the coast near into the east of where the center is crossing the coastline. And because of the size of Ike, dangerous and high storm surges are occurring all the way into southwestern Louisiana. We have been able to confirm that storm surge is occurring based on several tide gauges in southeast Texas and southwestern Louisiana. So coastal flooding is occurring, and not just at the immediate coast. We are very concerned about the storm surge propagating a good distance inland from the coast. In the Beaumont, Port Arthur area, and in southwestern Louisiana, getting into the Lake Charles area. Hurricane force winds are going well inland. This is not just a coastal event. As the hurricane's eye comes ashore and goes over the metropolitan Houston area, hurricane force winds will spread inland over that large area. One of the things we want to remind people of is to not venture out as the eye passes over your area. The winds might temporarily decrease, but then they will increase again from the other direction very rapidly, and we'll have many, many more hours of hurricane force and then tropical storm force winds even after the eye comes ashore and then passes over your area. In addition to the winds and the storm surge, we're also concerned about, because of the large size of the hurricane, very large rainfall amounts adding up 10 inches in many locations, maybe some spots getting as much as 15 inches over the next day or so as Hurricane Ike moves northward over eastern Texas and western Louisiana. Also, especially to the east of where the hurricane is traveling, we expect the possibility of some isolated tornadoes. So this is definitely not the time to be venturing outside anywhere in eastern Texas or western Louisiana. This is the time to stay where you are and endure the storm in place in the safest possible location that you can. At the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida, this is Senior Hurricane Specialist Richard Nabb.